Welcome to Lesson 36 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Tony O'Rourke. This is our final lesson in this set of 18 lessons, and I hope that all of you listeners have found them useful.
Hi, I'm Jerry Gaffney. Well, Tony, it's been a great set of lessons. I'm afraid that I'm still somewhat challenged when it comes to the practicing.
Oh, well, give up your day job, go on the dole and do 8 hours a day.
I know. Well, let's do our usual ad, Tony, first. People can download the booklet for this series of 18 lessons, that's book 2, from www.irishguitarpod.com. The cost is $9 US, and book 1, which covers the first 18 lessons, is available at the same price.
That's right, and the booklets contain sheet music, both standard notation and tablature, chords. Some of the tunes also have a separate chord sheet, some brief notes about the tunes, scales and the like, and I think there's also a links page for some of the websites in there as well.
Okay, so what's our final tune for the series?
Alright, well, this tune is called The Swallow's Nest. Now, this tune is a composition of the late Paddy O'Brien from Nina in County Tipperary. Now, he was the son of the fiddler Dinny O'Brien. You might have seen the odd tune around the place called Dinny O'Brien's. And his daughter is Eileen O'Brien, who, as might be expected with such a background, is, I suppose we could say, she's at the top of the tree in terms of Irish fiddling, and incidentally has a lovely singing voice as well. Now, a book of some of Paddy O'Brien's tunes was released some years ago, and the book is simply titled The Compositions of Paddy O'Brien. I might say at this juncture, there's also a great Paddy O'Brien accordion player from County Offaly who's very much still with us, so they're not to be confused. So The Compositions of Paddy O'Brien, it's a red-coloured book. And I think it's a fitting tribute to this most influential button accordion player. And I'd recommend it if you come across a copy, grab it. His influence on the BC system of accordion players is huge. And for those of you who don't sort of understand too much about accordions, whenever you see somebody playing a button accordion nowadays, it's almost always likely to be a BC or a C-sharp D. There's a few players who play a different system, but they're the two main systems. And Paddy O'Brien from Nina was the man who had a huge influence on the BC system. His tunes are often very challenging technically, but they're also very musical. They're anything but technical examinations, but yet they can't be played without a very solid understanding of one's instrument. Now, I fell in love with this tune the first time I heard it being played by a great London fiddle player and teacher, Brendan Mulcair. And it's a tune I probably enjoy accompanying this tune as much as I enjoy playing the melody to it. You'll need to move into the third position when you reach the 11th bar. You can use the space provided by the open E note at the beginning of the bar to move into the third position, and then move back to the open position for the last two bars. And the third position, to remind you, means that your first finger would be playing notes on the third fret. Your third finger would be playing notes, the high A, on the fifth fret, and your fourth finger would be playing the high B on the seventh fret of the first string. Now, you'll need to spend time mastering these position changes and really get to know exactly what your left hand is going to do and where it's going. There can be no room for uncertainty in this matter.
Now, Tony, you mentioned that Paddy O'Brien is from Nina in County Tip, and I know that's a place you're very fond of.
Well, as you know, Jerry, I was in Ireland a few months ago, Neenah is a wonderful place for music. I'd say it's a comparatively low profile town, and that's a way of saying that there's not a lot of tourists there, but it's got a huge list of great musicians. There's a button accordion player there, a friend of mine, Willie Fogarty, a wonderful singer there called Nora Butler, and by gee, she's one of the top singers in Ireland. I've had some absolute ripper nights of music there in my visits to Ireland. And also, there's a little music shop there called McQuaid's Music Shop, run by Noel McQuaid, and that's well worth a visit.
And I believe there's a good Chinese restaurant there as well, Tony.
Oh, well, if you look around Ireland, one of the funny things about Ireland is that there's a lot of towns have got a lot of good Chinese restaurants.
Okay, Tony, well, let's have a listen to the tune slowly now. Thanks, Tony. That's lovely. And the chords are pretty simple. G, A minor, C, D, E minor, and D with an F sharp.
That's right. That D with the F sharp is simply a D chord, and there's an F sharp in the bass note, and that F sharp is to be found on the second fret of the sixth string. Of course, everybody knows that a D chord contains the three notes D, F sharp, and A in any combination, anywhere you can find them. Now, in a moment, we'll hear the tune at normal pace, but I'd just like to say at this point, thanks to everybody for listening into the Irish Guitar Podcast. We are going to do another series of 18 lessons over the next month or two. They do take some time to prepare. Now, when I was in Ireland back in August, I managed to, with the kind permission of many musicians that I met, I managed to record a lot of sessions. And I'm currently requesting permission from some of those musicians that I recorded to get their permission, if you like, to put up on our podcast site recordings of some of these sessions. So keep your eyes open, your eyes and your ears open, and I can assure you that some of the sessions that I played at in Ireland, the music was just fantastic. And if you see any of those coming up on the podcast site, do have a listen to them, because it's wonderful music.
Thanks a lot, Tony, and thanks to everyone for listening in, and we'll see you in the future.
Okay, thanks, Jerry. Keep practicing and stay subscribed to the podcast, and we'll talk to you soon. And here's the version of The Swallow's Nest at the regular tempo.